This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi on Monday sealed an agreement formally ending the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of 2021, more than 18 years after U.S. troops were sent to the country. Biden and Kadhimi met in the Oval Office for their first face-to-face talks as part of a strategic dialogue between the United States and Iraq. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq, focusing on countering the remnants of Islamic State. The U.S. role in Iraq will shift entirely to advising and training the Iraqi military to defend itself. The senior administration official would not say how many U.S. troops would remain on the ground in Iraq for training and advising. The U.S.-Iraqi statement is also expected to detail a number of non-military agreements related to health, energy, and other matters. The U.S. plans to provide Iraq with 500,000 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine under the global COVAX vaccine sharing program. Biden said the doses should arrive in a couple of weeks. The United States will also provide $5.2 million to help fund a U.N. mission to monitor October elections in Iraq. At least 57 migrants drowned after their boat sank off Libya, the International Organization for Migration said Monday. It's the latest tragedy on the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing to Europe. Federico Soda, the IOM's Libya mission chief, announced the event on Twitter. He added, "Silence and inaction are inexcusable." An IOM spokeswoman said at least 20 women and two children were among those who drowned. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building on Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood there as well, separating the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. On Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move his foes called a coup. The divisions displayed outside the parliament underscore the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, was rapidly called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article that were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. The United States and 20 other countries have condemned Cuba for its crackdown on thousands of freedom protesters. On Monday, the group of countries also called on Havana to release the demonstrators and restore internet access to the island nation. The Cuban government has arrested hundreds of protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, quote, "Today, democracies around the world are coming together to support the Cuban people, calling on the Cuban government to respect Cubans' demands for universal human rights." The joint statement said that tens of thousands of Cubans who took to the streets on July 11th, quote, "exercised universal freedoms of expression and assembly, rights enshrined in international human rights charters." The world must ensure access to food supplies as forcefully as it moved to ensure access to vaccines. This is according to the Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, who made the statement at the opening of the United Nations Food Systems Pre-Summit in Rome. The Prime Minister pointed out the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a food crisis, citing data showing malnutrition in all its forms has become the leading cause of ill health and death in the world. The UN's first ever food systems summit will take place in September with the aim of delivering progress on the body's 2030 sustainable development goals. According to the latest UN data, the world's food system is responsible for a third of global greenhouse gas emissions. A group of centrist U.S. senators remained deadlocked Monday on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package to repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and to boost funding for broadband internet service. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.